Blackstone Audio presents The Iron Sickle by Martin Limon. This book is read by Timothy Andres Pabon. To my daughter Michelle, with love and respect. Chapter 1. The man with the iron sickle entered Yongsan compound on a Monday morning in the middle of October at approximately 07:45. This is the hour when the bulk of the Korean workforce rushes through the pedestrian entrance at gate number 5 toward the hundreds of jobs they fill in the headquarters of the 8th United States Army in Seoul, Republic of Korea. He must have shown an ID card. Most of the Korean workers wear them dangling from lanyards or clipped to their lapels. A contract hire gate guard checked the identification of every person shuffling single file through the narrow passageway, a chore he'd performed every weekday for years. Interviewed later, he admitted he didn't have time to compare every card to every face. The crush of people was too great. So the ID card might have been a forgery, or it might have been stolen, and there's at least the chance it might have been borrowed from someone else. The weather that morning had been blustery, with cold rain splashing beneath the tires of the military vehicles and the big PX Ford Granada taxis rolling through the heavily guarded gate. An American MP wearing a rain-soaked poncho slowed each vehicle and peered inside, looking for unauthorized passengers. Occasionally, he ordered a driver to stop and pop open a trunk. If no contraband was found, and all the passengers showed military or dependent identification, he waved them through. At first, it was thought the man with the sickle might have taken a cab onto the...